So here's something that might surprise you. AI overviews now show up on nearly half of all Google searches. That's a massive shift from just a year ago. If your content isn't getting cited there, you're practically invisible to half your audience.
Right. And that's the challenge everyone's facing in 2026. The old playbook of ranking on page one? Still important, but now you've got to think bigger. You need to get cited in those AI-generated summaries at the top of the search results.
Exactly. So let's get into it. How do you actually get cited in AI overviews? What's working right now?
Well, the first thing to understand is that AI overviews favor content that answers the query directly and quickly. You want to get your main answer in the first 100 words. No fluff, no long intros, just the answer, supported by stats or quotes.
Makes sense. So structure matters a lot here, right?
Absolutely. Clean heading hierarchy is critical. Think of it like this. Google's AI is looking for three core signals: relevance to the query, EAT signals, and structural clarity. If your content is messy or buried under paragraphs of intro, you're not getting picked.
And EEAT. That's experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness, yeah?
Exactly. Google wants to know you're credible. That means original data, case studies, named sources. Content with those elements gets cited way more often. I remember when I was working on a client's site last year. We added a simple case study with real numbers, and within weeks, we saw citations triple.
That's impressive. Now, what about the type of queries that trigger these overviews?
Long-tail queries, those with more words and complexity, trigger AI overviews much more frequently. So if you're targeting broad, one-word keywords, you're missing the boat. You need to focus on specific, question-based searches that your customers are actually typing in.
So to everyone listening, have you ever wondered why your traffic's dropping even though you rank well? This might be why.
Yeah, because here's the kicker. When an AI overview appears, organic click-through rates can drop anywhere from 35 to 60%. But, and this is huge, brands that get cited in those overviews earn 35% more clicks than their competitors who don't.
Wow, so it's really a make-or-break situation.
Definitely. And the technical side can't be ignored. Schema markup is one of those critical signals that helps Google's AI extract and summarize your content. If you're not using it, you're making it harder for the algorithm to understand what you're saying.
Interesting point.
And topical authority. Building content clusters where you've got a hub page and supporting articles all interlinked, that helps you earn citations across many related queries. Google sees you as the go-to source on that subject.
Right. So we've established structure, credibility, and authority. But let's talk placement. Does it matter where your answer appears on the page?
Absolutely. AI overviews tend to cite answers that appear early in the page. So front-load your answers. Don't bury the lead. Think of it like speed dating. You've got seconds to make an impression, or they're moving on.
I like that analogy. That point about front-loading answers sets up our next piece, how automation can help scale this process. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Getting cited in AI overviews requires creating and distributing content across multiple formats and channels consistently. Amplifier's AmpCast AI helps businesses create and publish content across 8 different formats. From news articles and podcasts to videos and infographics, Amplifier helps you build the topical authority and brand mentions that AI systems favor. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on that front-loading of answers, how do you handle creating all that content in the right formats without burning out your team?
That's where AI-supported workflows come in. You can take one core topic and transform it into multiple formats: blog posts, videos, podcasts, infographics, slideshows, social posts. The idea is to create what some call AI-powered omnipresence, so you're showing up everywhere your audience is looking.
So you're saying it goes beyond one piece of content. You need distribution at scale.
Exactly. For example, Ampcast AI does this. It distributes to major channels, Google News, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, LinkedIn, even TikTok and Instagram Reels. The goal is continuous creation and distribution, rather than hoping one page ranks. It's about creating a system that works while you sleep.
I mean, that sounds like a lot, but it also sounds necessary in 2026.
It is. And here's something interesting. There's significant overlap between pages cited in AI overviews and those ranking in the top 10 organic results. So traditional SEO still matters. You're not replacing it. You're building on it.
Right. So you need both the foundation and the new layer.
Exactly. And brand mentions are huge here. Brand search volume and mentions across the web are among the most important factors for appearing in AI-generated summaries. If nobody's talking about you, the AI won't either.
That makes sense. You know, this whole shift feels like we're entering a new era for search visibility.
It really is. We're moving from single-page rankings and paid clicks to systems that continuously create and scale traffic assets. And the beauty of it is, once you have the system in place, it keeps working for you. It's a system that scales traffic, or I should say, it's about building assets that generate traffic continuously.
So for digital marketers and business owners listening, the takeaway is clear. Structure your content well, build authority, use schema, and distribute everywhere.
Exactly. And don't forget, AI overviews are the hardest platform to get cited on. Only a minority of responses mention brands consistently. So, if you're getting cited, you're already ahead of most of your competition.
That's a great point. How do you think this is going to change as we move deeper into the year?
I think we're only going to see more of these AI-driven interfaces. Right now, it's nearly half of all searches, but that number's likely to grow. The brands that adapt now will own the visibility later.
Well said. Thanks for breaking all this down. Really helpful stuff for anyone trying to stay visible in this new search environment.
My pleasure. It's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity if you approach it the right way.